حي على الفلاح.
So the next, we're doing three signs now in one hadith. This is narrated in Sahih Muslim. This is Hudhayfa ibn Usayd al-Ghifari. He narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will not be established, meaning the Day of Judgment will not happen, will not be established until there are 10 signs. And then we skip a little bit to the part that we want. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a khasf in the east, a khasf in the west, and a khasf in the Arabian Peninsula. So, what is a khasf? It's basically the earth opening up, swallowing someone or something or some people, and then it closes up again. And that's what makes it different and special. So it's like a sinkhole, but it closes up. If it were just a sinkhole, then it would be a natural phenomenon. It would not be one of the major signs of the Day of Judgment. So khasf, the earth opens up, swallows something. And these are major signs, which if you remember, we said the major signs, they are either felt or they have an impact around the world or to a huge number of people. So this is not like some sinkhole in a neighborhood and where a house falls and some cars are sucked in and that's it. This is something specific and clear, deliberate. Ground opens up, swallows something, and then closes back up again like nothing happened. So there will be three of these, one in the east, one in the west. Where in the east, we don't know. Where in the west, we don't know. And it's just very vague. But when it happens, everyone will know. People will know that that's that one because it's a major sign. And then one in the Arabian Peninsula. And of course, the idea of the khasf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Qur'an. This is in Surah Al-Qasas concerning Qarun, you know, the rich person from the people of Musa alayhi salam. He says, Allah azza wa jal says, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. So we had the earth swallow him and his home up. They were all swallowed up. And then it closed back up again. So these are the three khasfs. Now, some believe that the third one that is in the Arabian Peninsula, it's the one mentioned in the hadith of the army coming to destroy or coming to attack the Mahdi, and then they reach the open area of Al-Bayda, and then the earth swallows them up. And they believe that that would be the specific khasf in the Arabian Peninsula. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Well, some say that is it, while others would see that that is an independent event, part of the major signs. Wallahu a'lam. Those were three. I told you at this point they start to move faster. And if you remember in the beginning, in the introduction to this series, we said some of the signs were deliberately very detailed, the others were deliberately left vague. So the khasf, we just did three signs, and there was not much information at all. The next one is the smoke. The Prophet in Sahih Muslim said, rush, hasten, rush to do good deeds. Before six, meaning before six things happen. And look at the wisdom of these six. Rush to do good deeds because it's too late when these things happen. The sun rising from the west, the smoke, the Dajjal, the beast, your own death, and the Day of Judgment. It's beautiful. If you look at them carefully, we said not all major signs before the Day of Judgment, some of the major signs, there's no tawbah after them. And some you can still make tawbah. And this here, we see the events where you can't make tawbah after. The sun rising from the west. When the sun rises from the west, Allah will not accept repentance from anyone. Okay? And one of the things also is that when you see a sign of Allah Azza wa Jal that is so major and so indicative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it's not, you can't make tawbah after that. Just like, for example, when someone sees the angel of death, you saw a sign so clear that there is a God, that there is a next world, that there is the unseen, that you can't. You saw something so much that basically puts you in the world of the unseen, or something that's so clear that it's too late to make tawbah. The sun rising from the west is one of those. The smoke, and I'll explain why in a second. The Dajjal, and I explained that one, because the Prophet said you could be a believer, confident in your belief, and the Dajjal, you know, sways you and gets you to follow him. So that means it's unlikely that someone is not praying, hears that the Dajjal has emerged in the morning, and then he starts praying and is righteous and can resist him by night. So, the Dajjal, when he comes out, there's no tawbah. Whatever you are at that moment, you'll be from his followers. If you're righteous already, you'll be saved. the beast, because the beast comes out and marks people as they are. You can't repent after that. I'll explain again. We're coming to the beast, inshallah. Your own death. Like I just said, you see the angel of death, you can't make tawbah after that. And the day of judgment, no one can repent on the day of judgment itself. But it's beautiful that the Prophet ﷺ added your own death. So, because the Prophet ﷺ says, rush to do good deeds before six things happen. And then you hear the sun rising from the west. Ah, that's far towards the end of time. The smoke also towards the end of time. The Dajjal, oh, we're far from the beast. Oh, very end of time. Then what? But when the Prophet ﷺ says, your own death, now that's what the one you're racing against. So, and of course, Ad-Dukhan, the smoke, is mentioned in a surah named after it, Surah Ad-Dukhan. That's Surah 44, in verses 10 to 13. But we just want the beginning here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَارْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِ السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ. So await, or wait for the day when the heavens or the sky will come or bring forth an apparent and clear smoke. What does it mean, clear? It doesn't mean the smoke itself is clear. It means, you know, sometimes you walk outside, and especially those who wear glasses experience this more often. It's like, is it fog? Is there fog or smoke in the air? Or is it my glasses that are dirty, right? I'm not sure. Am I seeing smoke? Or is it just, dust? Or is it something, some haze in my eye? Is that, you understand? There are days like that when you're not sure if you're seeing smoke or not. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ, that it's clearly smoke, it's thick, heavy smoke. Some of the opinions regarding the smoke, four opinions, the fourth one I'm sure you're not going to like. And these are the differences of opinions amongst the scholars. Some believe that the smoke refers to a famine that afflicted the Quraysh during the time of the Prophet ﷺ. He made dua against the Quraysh, and they were so malnourished and there was so much famine that a man would be from hunger so weak when they would go out and look up, they see something hazy just from their weakness, that smoke. Some scholars believe that was the smoke referred to, and this was also the opinion of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and the great Imam al-Tabari rahimahullah. Not very likely that this is the major sign of the Day of Judgment. What are the odds that that's the one we're talking about? Another opinion says, The smoke is a sign which has yet to occur, will happen towards the end of time. A lot of companions had this opinion. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, also the opinion of Imam ibn Kathir. So the smoke is one of the 10 signs before the Day of Judgment, and it'll come later on. Another opinion said, the smoke will take place twice. Once already occurred, and once the one that we're talking about that's coming in the future, yet to come. And there's a narration of Ibn Mas'ud to this effect. Then, the fourth opinion, that's the one I'm sure you're going to reject, says that the smoke will come from Jahannam, wal'iyadu billah, from the hellfire, on the Day of Judgment. So what's the problem here? The problem is that we're talking about the signs before the Day of Judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the signs have come, and they all come to remind us of the big day that's coming. So what's the value of a sign before the Day of Judgment that happens on the Day of Judgment? Doesn't even make sense, right? Anyways, not a very popular opinion. The most popular is the smoke is something that's going to happen in the future. Now, how does it happen? So what happens is, the smoke comes, and it covers everything. We said it's dukhanun mubin. It's clear that there is smoke. It covers everything, covers the sun, covers people, covers the roads, covers houses, and people can't see each other even. And so, how is it a punishment? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla says, so this is a great punishment or a painful torment. How is it a punishment? The scholar said that the believer, when he inhales the smoke, he gets a slight cold, or the sniffles, as we say. But the disbeliever becomes bloated and their head looks like it's burnt. And this was the opinion of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, Abu Huraira, and Al-Hasan al-Basri as well. So that's why you can't repent after the smoke comes. Because however you inhale it at that moment, if you're already a believer, you just get the sniffles. If you're not a believer, then you become bloated and your head looks like it's burnt, and so there's no way you can repent after that. It affects you however you are at that moment. Now we move on. So now we've covered four. We move on to the beast.